Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Jordan? Jordan, Ambria? Say yes or no. Okay, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Night at Night. I'm sorry about that. I have some business to take care of, but I'm Shalia.
What's good? I'm Jordan.
I'm Ambria. I can barely hear y'all. Why y'all talking so loud? Well, anyway, you guys, we have a great show for y'all today, a real great one. First, I don't know where to begin. I'm so excited. See, the celebrities, the kids have come out to play today. See, I love when celebrities give me something to talk about, because usually it's about other stuff, but yeah. Beyonce is suing people. I'm going to have to redo the story telling you guys about Drake's so-called ghostwriter getting in a fight with Meek Mill, all of that. Prince, Janet Jackson, Paul Walker's daughter filing the lawsuit. She is not happy. Dylan O'Brien, the accident almost killed him. Much more. But first, I don't even want to talk about these movies. I find out every week I say these movies and y'all don't go to watch them. Jordan bootlegs them, but he never watches them, so we're going to skip over to that. Jordan, what's going on in sports?
So, NBA season is almost over with, and everybody, it's like, the question is the Warriors going to break the record, the Bulls 95-96 record?
I don't know. I hope not.
They're not.
They're not. They can't.
They're going to face the Bulls. Not the Bulls. They're going to face the Spurs twice, and Greg Popovich didn't play all the players versus the Jazz. And
I think they're gonna break.
I think Pop's gonna see his stars down.
I think Pop's gonna see his stars down. That's why.
Well, the Timberwolves did break their 33-0 record, or 36, whatever you want to call it, and then they broke their another record of being beat at home, which the only two teams have done is Celtics and the Timberwolves. And plus, the Warriors are the best overtime team in the NBA. But the problem with that is they just really work.
You
the
sound
team.
Like a bandwagoner, Muhammad. Are you one of the people that just started liking Steph Curry? Or are you like me who actually liked them before they started getting big?
I like the Boston Celtics. It's my favorite team. I have a Kevin Garnett official jersey in my room right now. Second favorite team, the Lakers.
I can't bang with you.
Kobe Bryant.
I can't bang with you.
Oh, I love the Lakers.
I can't bang with him. I can't bang with him. I go with New York. I'm a Knicks fan.
Well, you're from New York.
The only time y'all like New York is when they actually got a positive record. Not even a playoff.
I've been a Knicks fan all. I've been a Knicks fan for the longest. You guys should leave.
Yeah, you've been losing all your life, bro.
Oh, Lord. Muhammad,
good luck with y'all in the playoffs.
Lynn was getting all the attention.
Amber, you listening to this? Yeah.
Most of y'all Boston fans was flying with y'all.
No, not really.
Most Boston fans were crying with KG, Rondo, and Ray Allen left, and Paul Pierce.
That's still my squad. I don't care. After all that crap happened, that's still my squad. Even after Doc Rivers left, that's still my squad.
Mm-hmm.
You know who's the best player on the Celtics team right now, and he's underrated? Bradley. Everybody think Thomas is the best player on the Celtics. I think it's Bradley. So, I mean, I like the Warriors because how they discipline themselves. But I hate the Cavaliers. I hate LeBron. LeBron is just a sorry trash player.
LeBron is overrated.
He's scared to go in. I promise you, LeBron. If he goes in the Western Conference Finals, LeBron will not even make it to the finals. I don't even know he make it to the playoffs with him. He has to go. Look at Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant got two championships, almost three, with him being the only good player. I'm not saying that Ron says Paul Gasol.
Say it again, Muhammad. Say it again. See, Jordan, that's what I'm telling you. LeBron should have been with the Cavs. I don't like that he went to Miami to get a ring and went back. I don't feel like, I don't feel like he got that the right one, in my opinion.
Well, see, with Kobe, on the other hand, Kobe got two rings without a shot, without anybody, in a row. And then LeBron had to get starting lineup on All-Stars and a whole starting lineup of a bench backcourt and a bench court. All of them All-Stars. And they lost the first time, and they lost
Kobe
the
Bryant.
Now, come on, how do you have a squad like that?
Kobe had Shaq and Paul Gasol. Let's not play them games.
Okay, that's for the first three. What about the last two?
Yeah, Paul Gasol.
Who he had on the last two? Huh?
Yeah, Paul Gasol. He got three with Shaq. He got three with Shaq and he got two with
Paul Gasol.
Yep.
Paul Gasol ain't nothing but a dunking bunny. All them boys do is dunk on that man.
And let's be real.
Okay.
If he ain't, if Kobe Bryant and Kobe Bryant never had Phil Jackson, he would have never got no ring.
LeBron was weak to switching teams, and he about to switch over again.
Jordan, this is better when me and that boy got in an argument with you talking about Alabama and you were hating that they won.
it don't matter what LeBron do.
LeBron weak. Don't even remember LeBron no more, man. I mean, LeBron is weak, man.
LeBron is a good player.
It don't matter what
LeBron
do.
Come on, give him
time.
LeBron
is
weak.
The object of being in the NBA is getting a ring. It don't matter if you got a superstar team or not. It's all about getting a ring.
LeBron
going to cry if at least four All-Stars on his team. Coach, I need to have Kevin Love. Coach, I need everybody, Coach. Coach, you know,
Muhammad
I can't do this by myself.
On y'all, folks. I'm like Kermit the Frog.
I can say one thing about LeBron. Even though you say he started, at least he could coach his team while he in the game. Most people can't do that in the NBA.
What he did?
He could coach his team while he playing ball in the game. Most people in the NBA can't do that.
Do you know who Kobe Bryant is? Kobe Bryant set up his own retirement here. Now, what could
you
know does
girl?
That?
How you doing?
Oh my God!
Why Kobe Bryant not in the playoffs?
LeBron has a coach team. That means
that team
is already
with that.
You're
the cutest guy I've ever seen in my life.
Why Kobe Bryant not in the playoffs now?
Huh?
Why Kobe not in the playoffs now?
Kobe Bryant done his thing. Kobe
Jordan, you are hotter than fire, honey.
Kobe Bryant, 18-time All-Star, 5-time ring champion. Another thing,
Ambria, you
don't do for the attention.
Beautiful girl in the world.
Every time LeBron, LeBron's going to scream and make like a pose, acting like he's about to win the finals. But that man got beat 4-2 and about a 20-point game of game six, probably. What? Get out of here.
Probably
weak.
I know. Jordan.
I'm not saying I'm a LeBron
Jordan,
fan, but I get Twitter when
Jordan,
Twitter is
due. Jordan. Hey, Lonnie, Rihanna, I'm going to let you finish, but we got some stuff to talk about, okay?
All right. We can move on.
I didn't want to move on, but you know we only got what? 40 minutes for the show. I have to say something. But, yeah, that was interesting. Do y'all have final words to say before we move on? I had to stop the music on y'all.
No, I'm good.
You sure? Is that a baby crying? Oh, huh? So cute. Okay, moving on. Well, that was interesting. Jordan, you all right?
I never lose battles. I always win battles and wars.
Bro,
remember that.
Oh my God, do not start. Do not start.
No, we won't.
Bro, I just showed you. I'm like an ESPN reporter. I go home after work, and after all this work, I go home at 12 o'clock at night, and I watch ESPN. I look at the stats, bro. I look at everything. This LeBron is weak. He's weak.
You do. Okay.
All right, man.
Yeah,
let's just move on. Let's
Leah finish her show.
She stayed up at
this man
acting
like Mint Mill. He will not accept the L until he really loses.
Ah! Oh, wow. Jesus. He's getting on you. I'm enjoying this. I would really love for y'all to keep going, but I wouldn't be able to talk about anything else.
All right, we can move on, man. Y'all good?
Y'all gonna have to come back to this one show.
Hey, LeBron's my cousin. He's probably just like him, was. I just joking as he
No, he not, Jordan. No, he not shot strong.
All right, well, what's the next conversation? What's the next topic? We already know, couple.
Well, I'm going to just skip around because y'all did it. Well, since you brought up the whole Meek Mill, I got to do a little flashback. The show cut off on me yesterday, so I couldn't finish what I was talking about, so I'm going to finish it this show. But first, I'm going to play a new Drake track. I kind of like it. Have y'all heard it yet? Say no.
No, I'm not a fan of Drake,
okay,
so
well,
I don't care for it.
Oh, yeah. You don't like Drake at all, do you, Jordan?
I do like him. I'm just not a fan of his music like that, for real.
You think
he don't get no love. I get it, bro.
Well,
I think J. Cole a better rapper, but
like
we're not going to talk about that.
Who?
Say that.
I think J. Cole a better rapper, but we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, J. Cole is a better rapper.
Y'all know I never really got into J. Cole like that for whatever reason.
J. Cole is raw. I ain't gonna flex. J. Cole is raw.
Okay, well, hopefully y'all
Drake
like this song.
Here
is Drake's new song featuring Kanye West and Jay-Z, Pop Stop.
Yeah. Yeah, dropped out of school, now we dumb rich. This sound like some 4301 shit. All my niggas wanna do is pop style. Turn my birthday into a lifestyle. Tell my mom I love her if I do not make it. Got so many chain, they call me Chain and Tater. And I like to finish what you think you started. Man, you boys just got to Hollywood, you boys just you don't know what you just started. All I do is hang with the young and heartless. All is for my family, man, I try my hardest. It's all I ever did, and look where it got him. Yeah, you been on my mind lately. You still got my number, girl, you need to call me. I feel like they wanna see me learn the hard way. But you know I always handle that one my way. Girl, let me rock your body. Justin Timberlake and then I hit the highway. I can't trust no fucking body. They still out to get me cause they never got me.
They still out to get me, they don't get it. I cannot be gotten, that's a given.
They like Pablo. Why are all the windows tinted on your Tahoe? Why do you know every single bitch that I know? Why can't you just shut your mouth and take the high road? Fuck if I know, that's that Chicago. South, south, side, that's the motto. Cop a crib and spend 10 million on remodel. Take the devils out my life and preach the gospel. Cause I know, we went way, way past the line of scrimmage, ayy. Throwing his back up in it, ayy. In the field like M&A. Y'all get so offended, ayy. I be blacking out. I ain't backing out. Jay about his business, and I'ma let you finish. But I just wanna rock your body. Take you to the garage and do some karate. Chop it, chop it, chop it, chop it, sipping sake. Throw a thick bitch on a Kawasaki.
Perfect.
Dropped out of school, now we done rich. This sound like some 4301 shit. All my niggas wanna do is pop style. Turn my birthday into a lifestyle.
That was new song, Pop Style by Drake. I was just about to say featuring Meek Mill. Why? Featuring Kanye West and Jay-Z with a very little cameo, shall I say. Jordan, guess what?
What?
Jordan, you scared two people off the show, Muhammad and Andrea. They done hung up on you. That was hilarious. I was not expecting that at all, guys, though, for real. Whatever. But that was fun. Did you enjoy proving? Do you feel like you won that argument, Jordan? No?
I was just saying it as a joke.
About the whole basketball thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you want to get in an argument, Jordan is the best person to get it in with. I'll tell you that. But anyway, so this is a story that I could not finish last time because some of you little technical difficulties at the show. So about Drake's alleged ghostwriter, Quentin Miller, claims he was assaulted by Meek Mill. You heard of that story, Jordan, yet? So,
yeah.
Quentin Miller told Vlad TV that the attack occurred outside of a Nike store in Los Angeles last year. He said, and I quote, "I was walking to the Nike store and he approached me," talking about Meek Mill. "This was really my first time talking with Meek Mill, and basically he told me that he didn't appreciate the letter that, he didn't appreciate the letter that I dropped, and it made him seem like he was a liar and whatnot." And he said, in the effing, so... This story is just hilarious. I'm sorry. "They effing stole off me in the Nike store. I shed blood in the Nike store on Wilson. They were saying he bled. And he said, I'm really... said Meek Mill said, I'm really about that life. And Quentin said, what kind of... Well, he said this to Black TV. Like, what kind of points are you getting off of that? I'm one of the most peaceful people you'll ever meet. I'm not a street in IGGA. You can have the tough title. That doesn't do anything for me. So I guess since he couldn't beat Drake in lyrics, he's the one who's supposed to write for them, which is his, well, Quentin Miller, his so-called ghostwriter. Yeah. I don't know. And of course, Meek Mill is denying it. Please. I don't feel like anyone would just say something like that and it not be true. So, I guess he took his anger off on Quentin Miller because he couldn't do it off of Drake. Okay, who do you think will win in the fist fight, Jordan? Drake or Meek Mill?
No comment.
Why? Why do you take so long to reply? Why? Just say who you think will win. I love you, Drake, but I'm going to say Meek Mill. He looks like a type of hood person that'll do something like that. But yeah. Anyway, the LAPD shut down YG and Nipsey Hussle's video shoot for SDP, F. Donald Trump, because it was supposedly getting out of hand. You know how white cops do. No racial thing involved. So the LAPD, they crashed the set to try to take control, and the cops came in riot gear and quickly shut down the set. Why would y'all do that? It's a video shoot. What do y'all think? I swear people get on my nerves. Truly, truly, truly. Speaking of race, a supposedly racist death ad, which features a 12-year-old white girl from a youth performance group, critics call it racist. So the white girl, the 12-year-old white girl, is leaning her arm, basically resting her arm on a black 8-year-old girl, which happens to be her adopted sister in real life. And critics say it gives a message of passive racism. So you guys should be able to see it from a slideshow that's playing with this podcast. You guys look at it. Some things. I can see what they mean, but I really don't think that whoever took the picture, and even the girl, meant a hint of racism, if you know what I mean. I think it was just there, if it makes sense. She's like just resting her. But in a way, you can see what they mean, because it's like, you know, you're doing that, but oh well. Oh my God. This story got to me. It really did. Jordan, I have to tell you about this Suge Knight and Dr. Dre. So, basically, flashback, I don't know if you guys remember, but Suge Knight was shot during a pre-VMA party at a club that was hosted by Chris Brown in L.A., and Cat Williams was there, actually. Hope he's doing okay, by the way. And so, since then, Suge Knight's lawyer has filed documents and made a surprising claim he alleged that the shooting was orchestrated by Dr. Dre. Allegedly, the gunman confessed to receiving $50,000 from Dr. Dre to lay a hit on Suge Knight. And Dre supposedly had the L.A. County Sheriff's Department in on the hit. And it's a lot of little conspiracy theory stories, but they say that the sheriff's deputy, Henry Boyd, let the gunman in the club and released him from custody after the shooting. And Suge Knight's lawyer backs up the claims by saying he has access to a video shoot at, well, to a video that's been shot at LAX that shows Deputy Boyd helping the gunman escape the country. And also, some little fishy news, Deputy Boyd was questioned by authorities, and shortly after, he resigned his position from the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, which is after the shooting. Then attorneys for Dr. Dre have told TMZ that the claims are ridiculous, but are they really ridiculous? Jordan, what do you think about that? You think Dr. Dre put that hit out on Suge Knight, or what?
No.
You think they're just making it up to get revenge because he's doing way more successful than Suge Knight? You know me, I remember this one time me and my dad had this conversation about how Suge Knight just messed his life up. He really had a great thing going, but if he wasn't involved in all that other stuff, you know, how he was, too hood, couldn't let his hood waves go, he would have been really successful. Because Death Row, I mean, come on, that was just a great label. Yeah, Tupac, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, you know, Eminem could have eventually been on the label, and Kendrick Lamar, if he would have just, you know, Suge Knight should have just kept his composure, so he messed himself up. So I pray for him. I hope he's okay. We'll see. In other news, Paul Walker's daughter, Meadow Walker, she filed a lawsuit in September. The Carrera GT that Paul Walker and Roger Rodas were riding in before he got killed lacked basic safety features that would save both men's lives in the crash. Her and Roger Rodas' widow, Kristen Rodas, made this claim. According to Paul Walker's daughter's attorney, Paul survived the crash but was trapped and burned to death because of the vehicle's default, which I can kind of believe because they said that his death was caused by the burns, actually, and not by the impact of the crash. I think Roger Rodas died on impact and Paul Walker died because of the burns. That's what happened. So on Monday, the judge ruled that there was not enough evidence to support the claim of Meadow and Tristan's claim about the car. But Paul Walker's daughter, Meadow, will continue to fight to hold the Porsche accountable for her father's death. That's really sad. Really sad. Do you think that, Jordan, do you think that the makers of the vehicle should be responsible, like they said, for not having all those features of the car?
Yes and no.
Explain.
Yes, because they should make sure everything's safe. No, because whatever Paul Walker was doing, they shouldn't have been doing it. That's my opinion, though. Even though I know he loves cars.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I do understand. Like, okay, here's my theory. They were speeding, right? The speeding is what, in my opinion, caused the actual crash, maybe. But the fact that they couldn't get out the car was because of the vehicle, unless, because when the car was crashed, I think it crashed on Roger Rose's side and not on Paul Walker's. So Paul should have still been able to get out the car if he was built right, but he was trapped inside and he burned to death. So you get what I'm saying, Jordan?
His seatbelt, yeah, his seatbelt must have been jammed or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or I think that he couldn't get out of the car, saying that the car door went open or whatever. So I'm saying that, okay, I think the speeding is what caused the crash, but the reason he couldn't get out of it was because of the car. And I think I think the car hit it. I don't know if it hit it on one of the sides or dead on, but I think it hit. I think it did hit on the side, like Roger Rodas' side, but Paul Walker should have been able to got out because he didn't die. Roger Rodas died of impact, not Paul Walker. So, yeah.
I say, said the seatbelt was jammed because if the seatbelt wasn't jammed, he could have just kicked out the front window.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it had to be something with the car. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. It was meant for him to go, so may God bless his soul in heaven. I have this dream about Paul Walker. You want me to tell you what it was about Jordan? Don't judge.
You're going to tell me anyway.
Well, yeah. You know me. I want to say this, guys. Don't think I'm crazy. I somehow dream about dead celebrities for whatever reason. But I had this dream about Paul Walker. And I really don't remember the details. My principal was there. But his eyes were changing colors, and they were so pretty. And then I remember, this sounds so crazy, guys, but I'm so serious. This is what happened in my dream. So, you guys know my book that I wrote, The President's Daughter, and way before he died or anything, like when I was writing it, I wrote, you know, the script, and Paul Walker was to play the character of, I can't even remember the name. No, of Sean. Yes, I got it. Of Sean. It's a character named Sean in my book, The President's Daughter. And when I wrote that role, I envisioned Paul Walker to play that role and only him. But, you know, of course, tragedy happened. And what made it more sad, they were shooting the Fast and Furious 6 down here. And I tried so hard to get a role in that. Even though you had to be 18, I tried to flick and say, yeah, I'm 18. And, you know, but it didn't work out. But I was really hoping to meet him. And The Rock, actually, because The Rock, I still have a role for him, Rock. How are you doing, Rock? But, yeah, so that's what happened. Then he died out of nowhere. So in my dream, and I thought this is just so cool, and I'm 100% true when I say this, guys. I'm literally telling the truth. I was talking to him, and then I remember him saying, he said, I'm sorry I couldn't be in your movie, but I'm, like, proud of everything you've been doing. And I asked him where he went, and he said he went to heaven. And that's exactly what happened in my dream. And I woke up, I was so happy. I'm like, wow, God, that is amazing. Because when I say I really wanted him, like, I really wanted him to be in the movie, very bad. And the dream was kind of random because it's not like I was thinking about him or something. But
you're going to have people think you crazy now.
I know, that's why I said I don't know if I should say it or what, but I'm so serious. Like, literally, that's what happened in the dream. I don't know if it's like a sign from God or what, but when I woke up, I was happy, and everyone else, they were like, oh, that's cute. Well, I didn't really tell a lot of people because, again, I want people thinking I'm crazy, but I guess it's a little too late for that. Am I right, Jordan, or am I right?
You're right.
Paul Walker, hope you're doing great. All right. So, Dylan O'Brien. So, let's get away from the sad news. Here's some good news. So, you guys know back in March, Dylan O'Brien had an accident on the set of Maze Runner, The Death Cure, that left him seriously injured. He suffered a concussion, a facial fracture, and lacerations after the motorcycle he was riding on slid into the ground after completing a stunt. So, really messed up. But his co-star, Giancarlo Esposito, who played Jorge, says that Dylan is a tough cookie. I would imagine many who witnessed that was it, but he's a survivor. He also said Dylan has a great attitude. They're expecting he's recovering good, hallelujah. So they said they're kind of expecting a speedy recovery, and the filming will pick back up on May 15th. So we're excited about that. Hopefully everything works out good. Really excited because I love that movie. Go, Dylan. We're rooting for you. A little sad news. So right when we thought Janet was coming back after her little sickness, here we go again. So once again, Janet is postponing her Unbreakable World Tour. She said in a video that she posted today, she said, my husband and I are planning our family. Please, if you understand, I have to do this now. I have to rest up doctor's order. I will continue the tour as soon as I possibly can. And she said more. But, yeah, I mean, that was like, you know, just great. I was thinking, you remember when she said that she was sick? I wonder, was that like the little pre, you know how women, like, they say, like, when they get pregnant, they start throwing up a lot, getting that pre-sickness. I wonder, is that the reason why she's been sick? But she didn't say she was having a baby. She just... Okay, here's my theory. Y'all know I love Dana. I think she's the best female entertainer, performer of all time, and I will forever say that just because she is. But the thing is that what she's saying, I don't know if she's saying it in a way like, we're planning the family, we're ready to start one, and we're trying to have one, or if she's already pregnant. What do you think, Jordan? Because those are the two I'm thinking about. You know, which one is it? What do you think, Jordan?
To be honest, I think she's too old to be having babies.
Well, I know. And we thought Halle Berry was too, but Halle Berry surprised us. Mm. But I'm saying, like, by what she said, do you think that she is pregnant? Because it is possible. You know, in the story of the Bible, with what happened to Sarah, right? When Abraham thought it was too late, you see what happened. So, and God can do a miracle. So we'll see. I don't know if she's pregnant or that she's just trying to get pregnant, but hopefully that works out. I love you, because I think everybody wanted a baby Janet. Okay. Oh, God, we all know how great God is. God is great. God is good all the time. Ever praise your name. Okay, so I got to tell y'all this quick story because we got to move on. But, okay. So I had this song melody in my head for so long, like, baby, if I want to be my baby. And I never knew the words, but for so long this melody's been in my head, and I've been trying to find the song, asking people, what song is this? And they didn't know what I was talking about. But I actually literally prayed. I finally said, God, please help me know what song this is, because I really love this song and I want to find it. Next thing I know, I'm listening to it, because y'all know I love Wendy Williams. I was listening back to her old radio shows, and the song played, and I got to hear a little bit of the words, and I did more research on it. And I was like, oh, my God. Thank you, God. And on top of that, some of you at my school, I know you guys know, I threw my retainer away. And for any of you guys who have braces, you know me, happens so many times. You put your retainer on a napkin, throw it away, and your teeth get messed up. So I lost my retainer last month, and like in the end of February, and I prayed so hard, God, don't let my teeth space out. Not only did he do that, they didn't space out at all, but recently I found my old retainer that I had before. I'm talking too much, but I found my old retainer in the back of my teeth, still sits like a charm. And I'm just blessed, and I'm thanking God. God is good. He really is good. Never underestimate the power of God. Stop going to other people about problems and go to God. He can do everything. Thank you, Jesus. And so I'm going to play this song that the Lord led me to that's been in my head. It's throwback, and we all probably know it. Here is Baby by Fabulous.
When I seen a lady tonight with my good eye, that I would try and make my
baby.
I was up in the club putting my hood high when I saw you, and I stood by just looking at your onion, girl. I could cry and I could lie, I mean I could try and say you ain't sweep me off my feet, but only one thing could keep me off the street, and that's if you be my B-A-B-Y. I can be why you always be fly, and I'm from B-Star just like B-I-G was. That's how F-A-B does. We can sip something till we both be dust, and the V does, and that's only because
kind of girl you find in the club rocking those fat jeans. That could get the bling in a Skrilla. Girl, I know you smooth enough to spring a chinchilla. And still take a sting of tequila. The way you swing is a thriller. I'm watching that like the boxing match in the ring of Manila. I wanna keep it coming like the singles of Thriller. I mean, if you still a my B.A.B. Why?
Need someone to be my baby.
Of course, I'm a fabulous fan.
Absolutely. Fabulous is a really great rapper, even though his name is Fabulous. He's so fabulous, darling, if you're not. But, yeah. So, before Jordan and Muhammad got into this huge argument and it kind of put us off schedule, I was going to do a big little thing of these reality shows, but I have to do it real quick now because we don't have time. So, Love and Hip Hop ATL. Jordan, I know you hate reality shows, but did you somehow watch that?
No, I didn't get a chance. I'm going to watch it today, though.
Okay,
I'll be honest.
Mimi cost her gay lover, Chris, and Nico hates it. He said, I don't want a gay girl around. Well, that's because he's at a TMT. He doesn't want her around his daughter, which is understandable, but whatever. The thing I don't get is Carly Red passing out after Life Jennings proposed to her. It's just for TV. People are so good for TV. So, more shows. Chasing Destiny with Kelly Rowland. I think this is a really, really good idea that she's doing. Like, it's a new show to start a new girl group. And I think it's just great. If anybody, like, if Kelly Rowland talks like it was, if it was Michelle, I don't think it would work as much. But since it's Kelly, I'm sure it's good. And, of course, everybody want to know if Beyonce, Michelle, LaToya, LaTavia, or any of them making a cameo. She was like, I can't tell that, but she said they've seen the show and they like it and stuff. So we'll see. Yeah. Anyway, Khloe Kardashian's, our favorite KKK girls, her show Khloe's with Cocktail has been canceled on the FYI, which is not shocking. Y'all remember Kris Jenner's show got canceled. Of course that was going to be canceled, so. Not shocking at all. Yeah. And I'm so excited because Prince is going to be here in Atlanta tomorrow. His piano and the microphone tour stops here in Atlanta at the Fox Theater at 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. tomorrow. And I'm excited because we're going to go outside and just, I don't know. Yeah. Here's one of my favorite Prince songs of all time. It's not my favorite. Another Level, Holding Your Hand.
Mm-hmm.
That was French, Another Lover, Hole in Your Head. But let's move on about Beyonce. Now, first of all, I will say this. I didn't know she had her own entertainment label. Go on, girl. It's called Parkwood Entertainment, and she has revealed her first three acts that she's signing to her label, Parkwood Entertainment. They are Chloe and Holly Bailey, Ingrid and Sophie Bean. Don't ask me about them because I don't know much, though I'll find out later. We'll find out. Also, Beyonce is suing the merchandise company Beyonce because it's too close to her name, and the lawsuit calls out a $14.95 mug. It's called Beyonce. Beyonce. My Beyonce. Let me stop. Okay. But yeah. And also in the LA Magazine, Beyonce said that she's not anti-police. And some of, like, a lot of artists where art get misunderstood and she's tired of being assigned to labels. Well, we get you, Beyonce. Real quick, we got to talk about this Black China and Rob Kardashian. Black China is so sneaky and I love her. Tiger thought he was going to get away with her easily. He couldn't. So, Jordy, you know what this really kind of means, right? Basically, Tiger is, like, going to be the, well, if they do eventually get married, then Tiger will be the uncle of his own son, really.
How?
The father and the uncle.
How? I'm not getting that. How?
If Tiger married
Kylie. He's not married to Kylie, he's dating her. So how he's the uncle of his son?
If he marries Kylie, which may not happen, and Black China marries Rob, then yeah, he's going to be the uncle of his own child. Which is cute. And Black China plans to somehow go by Angela Kardashian. But, you know, family think it's short-lived because he's supposed to propose to both Adrian Bailon and Rita Ora, and it didn't go through. But one thing, I feel like Rob is actually happy. I don't feel like Black China likes Rob as much as he likes her. Because, you know, men seem to fall in love easily. So I feel like he actually likes her, but she may not like him. But whatever. Good luck to you all. Thanks y'all so much for tuning in. I know the show was short-lived, but we'll see y'all next Wednesday.